Hey there, we're Jason and Tony. This is our podcast called
In Case You Missed It.
Well, in case you missed it, there is a mom and dad of the bride and the groom. They hooked up and ran away.
What in the Jerry Springer?
Can't believe this story. It's crazy.
Which
one? As a couple, they were set to get married next month. And then after a year of planning their wedding, they just had to call it off. And here's why. The groom's 48-year-old father and the bride's 46-year-old mother both vanished earlier this month.
Ooh.
And everybody's pretty sure they decided to ditch their current spouses and elope. So they were married, and then they got to get, because what had happened was the groom's father and the bride's mother, they actually knew each other growing up and had a little childhood romance. So when their adult children decided to get married, they started to spend a bit more time together. Wham, bam.
Well, got
rekindled it all. Flame. Yeah. Uh-huh. And both families had filed a missing persons report.
Oh, no. Well, that set the stage for the most awkward garter toss ever in wedding history.
Yeah.
You know, when the bride and groom's mom and daddy.
Yeah.
I don't want to catch that.
And are they going to have a double wedding now? There's a lot of questions here. I can't wait to find. Hopefully, there's a follow up story to this.
Yeah, I'm dying. I need a to reality know, show should follow.
Yeah,
this.
I need to know how this turns out. This guy here had a dad of the year moment.
Hold daddy's beer. That's what I'm calling this story right here.
All right, because I started to say you ain't my daddy and you shouldn't be drinking.
You want to hear about a daddy? Here you go. Man choked a coyote to death Monday in Kensington, New Hampshire.
Oh, Kensington, yeah.
The animal went on a rampage, first attacked a car, then opened a woman's sliding glass door on her porch.
Wow.
Attacked a young child. Then the father of the child, went into protection mode and grabs the coyote and suffocates it to death with his bare hands.
Wow.
Huh?
Man, that's some next level dadmanship right there.
And then he yanked out the spinal cord of the coyote and put it around his head like dadgum Rambo. Now here, give daddy his beer back. Yeah.
Choking coyote, yeah. I think I've done that position in yoga before. It comes right after downward dog. Maybe just
with
me.
All the talk about earthquakes, we found a film strip for the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
Learn with
the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. Today, let's look at the history of earthquakes at the biggest one ever, which ironically happened right here in the Upper Cumberland. It happened long ago when President Harry Truman buried all those nuclear weapons right where the sewer treatment plant is located. That site was an underground missile silo, but since the Cold War never escalated into a world war, nobody knew what to do with the nuclear stuff. Mayor Thaddeus Shelton had the idea to have a fish fry and let the community shoot guns at the missiles. The winning shot that detonated it would receive one of Mildred Smith's pecan pies. Well, since everyone loved Mildred's pie, everyone in the Upper Cumberland showed up with a rifle. All of them lined up, then Thaddeus Shelton counted down. 3, 2, 1, fire! Nobody's sure which bullet was the winning shot, but wow, nuclear warheads pack a punch! Some residents flew all the way to Jamestown, along with all the pies Mildred made. Mayor Shelton was found in a tree in Carthage and recovered, but made it a law that citizens shouldn't fire guns at nuclear weapons ever again. The missile left a giant hole in the ground, so everyone agreed this is where the sewer waste plant should be, and it saved all that digging cost. How smart. And isn't it swell? This much wisdom can be found every day, right here in the Upper Cumberland.
New from Jason and Tony Records, a song about earthquakes.
On iTunes, not really.
Thought I felt an earthquake, but I said hell no. And all my peeps on Facebook, well, they seem to know. Sounds like a dream. And I ain't never felt this kind of thing before. So tell me. No, it could have been the neighbors watching Ghostbusters 2. Know what I felt? They all say they felt it too. What, nothing else? Is that Richter scale is sure. Holy crap, we just had an earthquake. And I tell ya, shook my house and the dog, my mom's at Sailors. Woke up my grandpa and he got up, yelled at the kids across the street, tell him hold it down. I said, Grandpa, it wasn't them, but I know what's up. Holy crap, we just had an earthquake.
Today's word of the day.
Hope you like it.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Tyrannosaurus Rex. The Tyrannosaurus Rex was a dinosaur that had a broad vernacular and commonly spoken synonyms and antonyms. Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Last Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
This may sound strange, but can I smell of your shoe? I collect Barbie doll heads. How about you?
That was the best country music lyrics never written. From Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. There's a pizza guy, Port Huron, Michigan. His name is Raiden Jones. He left his keys in his car while dropping off an order this month. Then he went back like 2 minutes later and someone had stolen his car.
Ah, poor dude.
Luckily, a total stranger named Kevin Lidke helped him out. Not once, but twice.
What?
He was driving home when he saw Raiden's car going the wrong way on the highway, so he called 911.
Way to go, Kevin.
The woman who stole it promptly sideswiped another car and tried to run off, but Kevin chased after her and convinced her to wait for the cops to come. Boy, that's a good convincing job.
That's a pal. He wasn't going to let her get away. Yeah.
Turns out she has a history of mental health issues. Luckily, no one was seriously hurt, but Raiden's car was It was pretty mangled, okay?
It's gone, huh?
So Kevin stepped up again and just gave him his car.
What?
He's been planning to sell his old minivan, but he found out that the wrecked car belonged to the pizza guy. He decided he didn't need the money as bad as Raiden might need it.
Oh, my gosh.
Or especially as bad as he needs a new ride to keep his job.
Look at the heart in Kevin. He sat there with the woman to make sure she was okay.
This Kevin got something else.
She just stole it.
Raiden was shocked when he found out. He says it's just mind-blowing that someone he'd never met would come out of nowhere and do something so nice for him. That is fantastic.
Sounds like a hero to me.
Kevin Lidke, you are real good. That wraps up today's podcast. Thank you all so much for downloading it and listening to the podcast. Be sure to share and subscribe if you don't mind. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been In Case You Missed It.